I usually talk about something technical, some advanced topic way up in the cloud of the law of rules and how to, but today I am in the trenches of practicality. I'm here to get her done, plain and simple, get the work out the door and get paid for it and pay the rent at the end of the month. In my defense, advanced estate planning is not a growth industry. We have an exemption that is right now $6 million per person. We actually have a blue light special going on for the next 6 or 7 years where it's double, $12 million per person. We're talking, you know, people of $20, $25 million net worth have no estate tax concerns. In 2017, I read a statistic, I believe it was roughly 1,700 estate tax returns were filed in America showing an estate tax due. There are, I think, 3,000 fellows of the American College of Trust and Estate Counsel. There are, what, 3,000 or 4,000 board-certified estate planning attorneys in Texas alone. And, oh, yeah, these CPAs, I've heard they do tax returns. That comes out to basically one taxable estate with tax due per expert about every 5 years. Meanwhile, people are getting older. We're all eating our Wheaties and remembering to drink that glass of wine with dinner every night and doing yoga class. And we have an aging demographic. We have blended families. Ward and June, the traditional family, are a thing of the past. The non-traditional family is traditional. And they need good old basic estate planning. And that's what I'm going to talk about today with a PowerPoint, which is really going to be amazing to make this work. As I indicated, I'm not going to give you any authority. I'm not going to give you any outline. I'm not going to do anything that is the least bit scholarly. Instead, I'm going to talk about getting it done, plain and simple. And by what I mean by it is basic estate planning. I'll touch on that in about 30 seconds. This is going to start off with a timeline review through the initial contact, the conferences you have with the clients, and finishing up with them. I'm going to try to give you some insights and options, partly things I really believe. At least a third of what I say I do not agree with, but I like to shake the tree to get people to think a little bit, which is my way of saying don't hold me to any of this. I might change my mind later. I've got about 45 minutes to cover about 35 years of what I've learned. That gives me a little over a minute per year. So let's move forward. I think I already mentioned that. First of all, basic estate planning. I'm not going to talk about transfer taxes at all. I'm not going to talk about any of these other advanced issues. You're going to hear some wonderful presentations about Medicaid planning. Diane already gave a great presentation about powers of attorney. I agree with about 99% of what she said. I don't agree with 99% of what I say. So I definitely take notes from her presentation. Those are the kinds of things I include in basic estate planning. How do you cook it down? I often tell people basic estate planning in general is a simple process of maximizing what good people get, minimizing what bad people get. That is estate planning in a nutshell. Of course, the client decides who is good and who is bad. Some people are always bad, ex-spouses, good-for-nothing sons-in-law, the IRS. They always get a bad rap. And the clients get to make those choices. And in fact, the first step of basic estate planning is making that decision, helping them make that decision. Who's going to get your stuff? Who's going to be in charge after your death, during your life? And then the second phase of the estate planning process is the actual implementation. And presenting it in two ways like that is important to me because that defines the respective roles of client and lawyer. The what is the clients. Clients make decisions. Lawyers should never tell clients what to do. We tell them how to get it done. My former partner, Mickey, tells a great story. A year out of law school, a client comes in and says, can you do a corporation for me? He says, I can do that. And he drafts the corporation up for him. The client comes in next week to sign it up and says, great, now I'll transfer everything I own to this corporation and my creditors can never sue me. Well, Mickey should have asked the client, and as he tells, has told the story many times, wished he had asked the client, well, why do you want a corporation? What is your goal? What do you want to accomplish? And then Mickey could have told him how to get it done. But if a client asks me, so Barney, should I drive my car off a cliff? My answer is, well, let me think about that. Your car will accelerate at roughly 9.8 meters per second squared as you approach the ground. You'll hit the ground at a high rate of speed, probably destroying the car, probably killing yourself, but it's your decision. I hope the client makes the right decision. That's an extreme example, but the point is, this is a client decision to make. The only time I will let the client tell me how to do something is when they come up with a pretty reasonable reason for wanting something. Diane gave the example of co-agents. I agree with her. I don't like co-agents. You act by majority vote, and with two, that means unanimity. Anybody who's ever had a relative knows there's no such thing. It doesn't happen. But if the client insists, and it is a conceivably, plausibly reasonable thing to do, fine. We will go ahead and do the co-agents or whatever other particular manner of implementing their goal that they have come up with. You can't talk about basic estate planning without being cognizant of the economics of it. Perhaps more accurately, you can't be a successful estate planning lawyer unless you were cognitive of the economics. And these economics are a challenge. If a client walks into a criminal defense attorney's office, generally that client desperately needs legal advice. If a client has been a spouse, has left them, they need a divorce attorney. Nobody needs estate planning, because by the time the need arises, you're not there to deal with it.